The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is a cloudy, misty, some people would say dreary Tuesday afternoon. I'm Scoot on the air. Look, I don't think this is a dreary day at all. I like days like this. This is Portland weather. This is what it's like in Portland and Seattle a lot of the time. And I got to tell you, when I lived in San Diego, I mean, the weather is incredible every freaking day. I could not wait to come back home. When I was living in San Diego, I couldn't wait to come back home and see a thunderstorm. So, I love the variety of weather we have here. And really, this shouldn't be a down day. We need the rain. This is not much rain. It's just kind of a misty rain. I mean, I barely had to use my windshield wipers driving in from West End. And be careful out there because, the streets are really, really slick. But, this is just part of the cycle. But, I can tell you, for someone who lived in an area where the weather was nice every day, especially coming from this area, I missed a thunderstorm. So, appreciate the varied weather that we have. And believe it or not, it's hard to believe, but there's another system down there in the Caribbean that's going to sort of work its way toward the Yucatan and maybe into the Gulf. This is really kind of unbelievable that this is happening this much in November. And again, for those of you who want to start to put together the chart that things are happening indicating this is the end of the world, I think these weather systems are part of that. All right, I'm Scoot on the air. We have a lot to talk about this afternoon. Really glad you're with us. Ian is off today, so Coleman is our studio producer. We'll be taking care of your text messages today. And this was breaking news just before I came on the air. A Spirit Airlines plane and a JetBlue plane were hit by gunfire over Haiti, flying into Port-au-Prince, the capital of Haiti. And apparently these are gangs trying to discourage people from traveling to Haiti. Yeah, that would discourage me. I mean, if you're going to start firing at, when planes are coming in for a landing, I mean, they're low enough to hit with gunfire. You don't have to have, like, sophisticated missiles or guns or anything to hit planes. But that's really scary, because if they would have hit, say, the fuel tank, if they would have hit some other part of the plane other than just the fuselage, I mean, that could have been a disaster. I mean, they could have hit the commode area, the laboratory area. They could have had all that stuff fall on them. And that would have been poetic justice if that would have happened. But that's insane. So I don't know, but I hadn't planned to go to Haiti. And now I'm still not planning to go to Haiti. So that's something that, we'll be watching because that's really insane. All right. The Brady Bunch actors are now talking about hookups. Greg said that when he went out with Maureen, who played Marcia, and he kissed her, that was her first kiss. I always heard rumors that Greg hooked up with Carol, the mom, Florence Henderson. I don't know if that's true. I mean, I want to believe it's true, but I don't know if that's true. And who was hooking up with Alice? That's a whole different story. So anyway, the Brady Bunch actors are going to be part of the Brady Experience sweepstakes that allows fans to stay in the original Brady Bunch house with some of the actors. I mean, that would really be kind of cool. And I wonder if they really only have one bathroom. Now, the Brady Bunch house, I mean, have they changed the inside of that actual house in California? Have they changed the inside to where it looks like the set? Because we saw the facade of the house. You saw the outside of the house, but the inside wasn't necessarily like the script, like the stage. What was not in the script, but what was on the stage? What we saw. So I wonder if it was if they changed it at all to be the same. I mean, they should, because that would really make it authentic. But anyway, we'll talk a little bit about that later. The Pet Shop Boys, big hit was West End Girls, but they had a few other hits. Opportunities, you get the looks, I get the money. I get the looks, you get the looks, I get the money, whatever. Let's make lots of money, whatever that song was. Opportunity. The Pet Shop Boys are criticizing modern pop music, saying it's narcissistic and too processed. Seems to me that that's kind of what people said about their music back in the 80s. So we'll talk a little bit about that. Hey, you know that comedian, Tony Hinchcliffe? The guy who said that Puerto Rico was a floating island, was floating garbage in the ocean. He's not apologizing to anybody. He says, I'm not apologizing to anybody. That's my humor. If you don't like it, too bad. He says, I go hard, and that's never going to change. I never heard of the guy, and the way he delivered the line didn't seem that funny to me. I don't know, maybe he's funnier in a stand-up routine in a comedy club, but I just didn't think even his delivery was that funny at the rally. He also did other jokes about black and Latino people, and it was really kind of a disgusting thing, but, that's comedy. Also, Scott Jennings, who is one of the conservative voices on CNN, Scott Jennings is all bent out of shape because Jimmy Kimmel cried after the election. And while that might be a little extreme, Scott Jennings goes on to go, hey, when are these late night hosts going to be funny again? And so what Scott Jennings is saying is that any jokes about Donald Trump are not funny to him, but he's not the one to judge what's funny. Comedians and these TV shows, they perform for their audience in the same way that Fox News performs for its audience. They give the audience what the audience wants. Stephen Colbert, these different shows, Jimmy Fallon to a lesser degree, he's not nearly as political as Kimmel or Stephen Colbert or Seth Meyers. These guys are really political, and they really get into it, and they have used Donald Trump as a target for comedy. I wrote a blog about this. Conservatives, about late-night television hosts, they're bashing the late-night talk show host because they say they're not funny. Well, the stuff's funny to a lot of people, and judging comedy is subjective. Who decides what's funny? Some people think jokes about Donald Trump are damn funny. And again, here we have somebody who is a Republican who is uncharacteristically playing the victim card. Oh, they make jokes about Trump. Poor us. They're picking on us. Why don't they just try to be funny? Well, again, to a lot of people, that stuff is funny. So we're going to talk about that this afternoon as well. So you've heard about these Wicked dolls, that are modeled after the characters from the movie Wicked, which is going to be released on November 22nd. Thanksgiving is a big time for movies to be released. So this is another one of the movies being released around Thanksgiving. Mattel inadvertently posted a website on the side of the box that is the website of a porn site. It takes you to pornography. Instead of wickedmovie.com, they put the website wicked.com. Now, how did this get out? Mattel is such a big company. How in the hell did this even happen? And could this have been done on purpose? There were people who criticized Disney. I don't believe it. I mean, I think there are people who are looking for phallic symbols everywhere, and I think that's their problem. It's not my problem. But if something looked like a phallic symbol, people thought, oh, that's a phallic symbol. And even if it is a phallic symbol, I mean, so what? That's not telling kids to do anything wrong. So anyway, there are people who believe that there is malicious intent behind anything like this. Do you think this was done on purpose? I mean, how could this mistake have happened at Mattel? I mean, they've got people watching people. I mean, they've got a lot of redundancy at a company like this. How does a mistake like this get out? Wicked.com as opposed to wickedmovie.com. Man, somebody should lose their job over this, because wicked.com is the link to a pornographic website. So you really got to be careful what you post. We'll talk a little bit about that. All right, Elon Musk apparently is the guest that will not leave Mar-a-Lago. He's been there since after the election, and apparently he won't leave. He's hanging out there, playing on the grounds with his son, and he is going to be an integral part of the Trump administration. Whether anybody thinks that's good or bad, some people think it's good, some people think it's bad, but Elon Musk is going to be a really important part of the Trump administration. And just like Donald Trump, sometimes having a lot of money is not enough. A lot of people with money, they don't want just money. They want to be famous. They want to make a statement, they want to be celebrities. And although Elon Musk was somewhat of a celebrity before, he's going to be even more of a celebrity. And now his money is buying his way. He's buying his way into politics, buying his way into being an integral part of the White House and government in America. And by supporting Donald Trump, his money is buying his way into being an influence. So we'll see how all of this plays out. If you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Okunar Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. We'll get to some of your texts coming up. Let's go to Edward in Metairie. Edward, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Scoot. How are you today?
I'm good.
Good. Several years ago, the Property Brothers, you know who they are, the guys with the house, the show on HGTV.
Oh, yeah, okay. I don't watch those shows, but I'm familiar with who you're talking about.
Okay. They went into the Brady house, and they redid it back to the way it was during the filming as much as possible. There were some things they could not find or change. But they did that about 3 years ago.
So they redid the interior to fit the set.
They did the windows because they had moved some, whoever had the house at one point had done something with the windows and stuff. So they redid it as much as it was that could be done to match the original Brady Bunch house at the time it was in film.
So if you had a chance to stay in there with some of the cast members, that'd be pretty cool.
That would be pretty cool.
Yeah.
It would be pretty cool.
I wonder if anybody would, I wonder like at night if anybody would like make a move on Marcia.
She couldn't go too far away. Yeah. She's not, she's
Marcia,
a little older, but
are you in there? or hide in the bathroom and wait for Marcia to come in.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, Edward, listen, I appreciate the call. All right, if you've got a comment, you want to join us this afternoon, we are going to have a little fun. The Okunar Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. And when we come back, we'll get to some of your text messages. Ian is off, and Coleman is our studio producer. I'm Scoot on the air, and we'll be right back.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Back on WWL. Hey, listen, the election's over and the American people have spoken, and Donald Trump is going to be president of the United States January 20th next year. So that's all set. I'm going to be optimistic. I really am. I mean, I hope Donald Trump does some of the things that he says he's going to do. If he lowers inflation, I got more money. I'm going to love that. If the border's under control, America's a better place. That's cool. But I have some concerns that, in my opinion, are not worth the trade-offs for some of the positive things. And as I have expressed, one of my biggest concerns is freedom of speech and the idea of attacking people who disagree with him. That is just totally un-American. And you cannot consider yourself a patriotic American if you favor a presidential candidate retaliating against people who disagree with him. That's just totally un-American. I got an email from Janice. I got a number of emails from Janice. I don't read all of them because they're just, many of them are nonsensical. And this one just simply says, if I say something not true, I'm sorry, but if I want to speak, I will. Janice, nobody's stopping you from speaking. But on this show, you're not going to talk about things that aren't true. You're not going to call up with bogus stuff. And if you do, and if I detect something is bogus or from a bogus website, or if I ask you where you found something, I heard it on the internet. I saw it on the internet. I mean, that's not an acceptable answer today. I know you because you send me your sources, and some of your sources are bogus, and they might even be Russians. So no, that stuff's not acceptable on our show. And if anybody wants to criticize us for weeding out things that are bogus and not true, that's okay. I'm happy to have that image of being honest and telling the truth. So, you know, you can speak if you want to, but not on this show. So if you have something to say, you're welcome to call our show, but don't say something bogus or something that you just happen to hear. And if it sounds bogus to me, I'll challenge it. I'm sorry, but that's my job. All right, I'm going to get to some of your texts here in just a moment. Let's go to Jesse. Jesse, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Scoot. How you doing today, big guy?
I'm good.
Good, man. I like the way you opened that up, man. The election is over. We can all move forward, and let's be optimistic. What a way to open it up. But my question to you is, you left off on the last break. You made a statement about Elon Musk, alleging that he was buying his way into politics and yada, yada, yada. But what I want to know is, what is wrong with the younger, wealthier group getting into politics, regardless of how they get into it, considering that all of the people from the 40s, 50s, and 60s, they've been buying their way into politics for decades. That's how it goes. That's why we have nominations, elections, and so forth. Do you agree?
Well, listen, I'm a hostile witness to my generation. I'm a hostile witness to the baby boomer generation. And I'm not one who always defends my generation because I see the flaws in my generation. I'm all for younger people.
My question exactly. You don't think it's time for the next generation with the new ideas and the thoughts
yes.
that we have?
It's Jesse, I talked about that all during the election. I talked about how young people should get out and vote so their voice is heard. I mean, this is a consistent message from this show.
Elon Musk is part of that generation. He may be a 70s baby or whenever he was born, but he's a part of that generation with the newer ideas. And whether he is wealthy or not, I don't think it matters as it relates to whether he wants to be a part of politics or not. The point is, how about some new ideas? If they're going to be funded by wealthy people, let's do it. Let's put the pressure on their back, and let's move forward. The ideas from the Pelosi administration and all those other old heads from the 50s and 60s, my friend, they're rusted. They're dusted.
Hey, I agree. Man, I've talked about Nancy Pelosi being a dinosaur for years. I mean, the Democrats should get her ass out of there.
I don't mean to pick on her.
Look, Jesse, I'm agreeing with you, but that doesn't mean I agree with everybody who's younger. There are things about Elon Musk that scare me. So it's not that he's younger. I'm not criticizing younger people. I have questions about Elon Musk.
He was just an example based off of what you said.
This is a problem we have in America where people think that if you criticize one person, you're criticizing every group that that person could possibly belong to. And that's not true.
Yes,
I'm all for young thought.
Yes,
but there are some things about Elon Musk that, you know, the only reason he's there is because he has money. You know, he didn't get there based on his political merit. He got there only because of money. And so maybe he doesn't belong there. I don't know. We have to wait and see. I mean, I'll give him the benefit of the doubt, but we can certainly question what he does. That's what we do.
Fair enough. That's what we do. I agree. Okay.
All right,
Fair
Jesse.
Enough.
All right. Have a great afternoon. Glad you called the show. Let's get to a couple of texts. The oligarchy with Elon and Trump is here. So excited. Not. Here's a text that says, he's my favorite African-American Uncle Scoot. Here's a text that says, so what does it matter? Let Elon Musk buy his way in, just like all of the old heads have done their way, let's see, for decades that have passed in time. Let the younger generation and the 50s and 60s babies need to go. It's time for a new younger regime. Get over it. Move on. Love the show. All right, look, I get that. And I'm not criticizing young people. But Elon Musk has done some questionable things, and let's see how things work out. But remember, the only reason he's there is because he has money. And just because somebody has money doesn't mean they're a good person. Because somebody has money doesn't mean they're ethical. It doesn't mean they're moral. It doesn't mean that they have your best interest at heart. They're in a special club, and they may have their club's interest at heart. They don't care about impressing the average person. They care about impressing each other. And so when you're not voted on and you just get in because you have money, you know, I mean, I think there's a legitimate reason to be curious about this person. So, you know, let's see. Also, Elon Musk has, I think it's Starlink, and Elon Musk has been talking to Putin on a regular basis. Elon Musk, if he wanted to, could side with Russia, and it seems like he's leaned in this direction, and cut off access, cut off some internet access, some social media internet access to Ukraine, and allow Russia to have an advantage there. So it seems like Elon Musk has shown business-wise a tendency to support Russia. So again, you know, I'm not condemning him. I'm just saying, you know, I think this is worth watching. Here's a text that says, I bet she was reading Hunter Biden's laptop that was made up by the Russians. I bet she was reading.
I think that's in reference to James's source materials.
Oh, well, maybe so. I mean, who knows? You know, and the laptop thing, you know, is that still going on? I mean, why don't we solve that? I mean, if he did something wrong, put him in jail. If he didn't do anything wrong, shut up about it. Is Elon Musk even an American citizen? I really don't know. I don't either. I don't know. He's from South Africa.
Yeah, he was born in South Africa, but I think he did migrate here legally. I think he is. He did become a naturalized citizen.
Okay. All right. Well,
I believe he has dual citizenship.
Yeah, he could. He could. Yeah, I've never questioned him being an American citizen, and I've never questioned that part of him. Scoot, Pelosi isn't a dinosaur. She isn't that old, but I've seen her birth certificate, and it's printed on papyrus. Okay, well, I understand. That would be post the dinosaur era. So she's not that old. But if it was printed on papyrus, it's pretty old. And if you ever went to Epcot and you went through the golf ball thing, if you went through that, you know all about papyrus. CNN conservative condemns late night talk show host. I wrote a blog about this. It's posted on our website at WWL.com. It should also be posted on the Scoot on the Air Facebook page where you can comment on it, and I'm going to read some of your comments during the show this afternoon. If you want to join us with a comment, the Okunard Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Chris Wallace, who is really one of the credible people on CNN, is leaving CNN. At the end of his contract, he's leaving CNN, and he says that Joe Rogan and Charlemagne the God have inspired him to leave the cable network and become an independent podcaster, and to get into that that part of the business. And that's where a lot of people are headed. He joined CNN in January of 2022 after being at the Fox News for nearly 20 years. And he told the Daily Beast that he would leave the network at the end of his three-year contract, and he would become an independent broadcaster doing things like Joe Rogan. And let's see how that goes. You know, a lot of people who leave broadcast, they actually do better doing podcast and YouTube channels. And it really is it's amazing to watch this whole phenomenon. And things are changing. And, you know, a lot of baby boomers don't like the changes because a lot of people are just uncomfortable with change. But change is the basis of everything. And if you don't adapt to change, If you don't accept change as a reality, then you're going to be left behind. And if you're left behind and you refuse to accept change as something that happens in our society, that's nobody's fault but your own. And a lot of people who Trump relates to feel left behind. They feel like they're just not part of it anymore. But some of that has to do with they have not kept up with trends. They have not kept up with the new economy. You know, again, what do you think America was like when we were evolving from an agricultural-based economy to an industrial-based economy? Don't you think there was disruption then? Of course there was. There was a lot of disruption. People were scared. People were paranoid. People were afraid of the change. But the change was inevitable. I mean, we couldn't continue to be an agricultural-based economy. I mean, this is in history. I'm not making this stuff up. And so we're going through that change now. This is another great disruption in America. We're going from an industrial-based economy. We have been for a while now, but a lot of people are still not used to it. Bringing manufacturing jobs back is not the future of America. The future of America is tech, it's service-based industries, and it's clean energy power. It's other things. I mean, we're evolving. Our society is evolving just like it did in those days when we went from agricultural to an industrial-based economy. And so, I mean, what would you say to those people? Hey, you know, the agricultural people, they didn't get it. They didn't keep up. They didn't see the future. So, you know, the hell with them. We became a manufacturing economy. That's the way it was. Well, we're changing now. And we have been for quite some time. So you either keep up or you get left out. And a lot of people back then felt left out. A lot of people now feel left out.
And to piggyback on that, sometimes I think it's also a comprehension skill, too, like not seeing where something is going when it's brand new if you don't have the concept in your brain. Because I remember right when Twitter launched, I didn't understand the concept. It was like only 70 characters, and I didn't get like what use would it have? Like, I don't get the hashtagging. I didn't catch on. But now it's like, I don't see social media without a Twitter the way it's launched. So I didn't get the concept and I didn't comprehend the newness of it. And it sounded ridiculous. You only get 70 characters and you can't even do this and nobody gets to see your pictures. But now look what it's evolved to. I think it kind of affected the last election.
I know. I can relate to that because I didn't get the pet rock back in the 70s. I mean, I didn't get it. The pet rock, people are going to buy this. They did. And guess what? I bought one too.
I had a pet rock, but it died. I didn't take care of it correctly.
Mine rolled out in the street and got hit by a car. Sad, sad day. All right, I'm Scoot on the air. If you've got a comment this afternoon, the Okanoy Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. It is a gray Tuesday afternoon, but hey, let's be positive. And we're going to have even more rain tomorrow. Possibly some severe storms are going to hit us. And, you know, there's another system in the Caribbean to watch. Nobody thinks it's going to become anything, but they have to watch it. And we've learned how unpredictable those things can be. I don't think it's going to affect us, but it's kind of unbelievable that we have to watch that. All right, we're coming right back with more on WWL. All right, let's go back to 1966 on the Scoot on the Air Rock Culture Calendar. On this day in 1966, this was the number one album in the country. It stayed there for 13 weeks. I think the show was on, this is my memory, I think the Monkees was on Channel 6 at 6:30 on Monday night. And I remember coming home from school, and I remember watching the Monkees. And you know, it was kind of a wacky show. It wasn't really much about the music. I think the guys became musicians, but they weren't really musicians in the beginning. I had several conversations with Davy Jones, and he was just the most delightful person. And I was so sad when he passed away. But so, 1966, the Monkees dominated.
So I wasn't around. Was the Monkees an actual band, or was it a band like the Partridge Family, where it was like a TV show band?
Well, Michael Nesmith played guitar. I think Mickey Dolenz kind of learned to play the drums. you know, Davy Jones played tambourine. I think he was a real tambourine player. I don't know about Peter Tork. I think the guys sort of, I think they were selected for the way that they looked, and then they actually became musicians while they were doing it. You know, the Partridge Family, I mean, those kids were never really musicians, except for David Cassidy and Shirley Jones, the mom. But the Monkees were, you know, it was a show picking, you know, the people who were right for the part, and then they kind of became musicians. But, I mean, it was a wacky show with, you know, chopped up editing and you know, fast moving things. And, you know, some of it was like really stupid. But, you know, I mean, I was a stupid kid, so, I mean, I could relate to it. I mean, they were doing stupid television for stupid kids, and I was one of the stupid kids. So, you know, I loved it. All right, if you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Okunor Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. On the SOTA Facebook page, the video that I did yesterday after the show, keep politics out of the NFL. Should Biden resign and let Kamala be president for a month? And was Kamala really the border czar? And I mean, this thing went crazy. I got a lot of reaction, and this got a lot of views. Here's one from Robert that says, folks seem to be too much on the edge these days. Maybe a nice Christmas song would help. He's making a list and checking it twice. He's going to find out who's getting deported by ICE. I like that. That's cool. Here is a comment from Eric. It says, so the women who raised $1 billion ended up $20 million in debt. We're going to fix the U.S. economy. I really don't know what that means. Maybe you do. I don't know what that means. Sherry says that wasn't the case when they were all wearing Black Lives Matter attire. You know, the people who defended that football player, Nick Bosa from the 49ers, who wore a MAGA hat at a postgame interview and got fined over $11,000 by the NFL, the people who loved that didn't like players wearing Black Lives Matter stuff. What's the difference? It's the same thing. I mean, unless you want stamped on your forehead, I'm a big, dumb idiot, hypocrite, idiotic hypocrite. I'm a big, dumb, idiotic hypocrite. That should be on the foreheads of some people. You know, if you think one is okay and the other's not okay, you're a hypocrite. At least admit it. Don't act like one's different from the other. The kneeling thing. People who would support the guy wearing the MAGA hat were against the kneeling. I think the MAGA hat was wrong. The kneeling was wrong. The Black Lives Matter was wrong. I think all of it's wrong. You know, at least on this show, I'm consistent. And I think it's all wrong. And especially for those who don't want performers who have a stage to bring politics onto their stage, the NFL players should not bring politics onto their stage. And they are entertainers. So leave the MAGA hat alone. If you want to do the Trump dance in the end zone after a touchdown, I don't have a problem with that because, you know, that's just a stupid dance. I don't think he should be busted for that. But something as definitive as wearing a MAGA hat, again, I think this just points out the hypocrisy that we live with. And this is the thing that I struggle with most in America, the hypocrisy. If people were just honest. And when you're not honest with your opinions, when you're not honest enough to admit, hey, guess what? You know, our guy did wrong because we think that's wrong. Instead, people say, well, our guy's right, even though it's the same thing as that person did. They're wrong because I don't agree with it. I don't agree with their philosophy. That's maddening. That's the hypocrisy that is like so hard to deal with in America today. And it didn't used to be like this. Now, we talk about this all the time because it's so obvious to me, and I love to call it out when we can. So, yeah, if you want to, if you haven't done it yet, I hope you'll join me on Facebook. It's real simple. Scoot on the air, Facebook. Just join us. And a comment on what we post. And I encourage you to comment on the comments, because some of the comments deserve you to comment on them. And a lot of people comment on the things that I post about the comments. So it's a Scoot on the Air Facebook. It's an extension of our show. And I'll read some more comments later. The current blog that is posted on the SOTA Facebook page and the WWL.com website is titled CNN Conservative Condemns Late Night TV Hosts. Should they be condemned? They bash Trump. They bash Trump badly. And Scott Jennings, a conservative voice on CNN, was talking about this, and I think he's a big fat hypocrite, but we'll get into that in the next hour. All right, if you do have a comment, the Okunard Jewelers talking text line is 504-260-1870. So on this day, you know, the 60s were a rough time. And it was on this day, back in the 60s, it was on this day, specifically 1966. Teenagers in Los Angeles on Sunset Boulevard were protesting. They were protesting a curfew that had gone into effect. They were beaten by police. I don't remember all the details. I don't know what they were doing, but chances are they didn't deserve to be beaten by the police. But back in 1966, in the 60s, the police used to beat people, especially if they disagreed with their actions. That moment of the teenagers rioting on Sunset Boulevard on this day in 1966 inspired Stephen Stills, who was with Buffalo Springfield, to write this song. And it is haunting that the lyrics of this song are very pertinent to today. On the Scoot on the Air Rock Culture calendar, also on this day in 1966, Johnny Rivers' hit Poor Side of Town was the number one song in America. This song brings back memories of me slow dancing at CYO parties or house parties and just try to snuggle up as close to the person as you could. Because, I mean, we were a generation that was like really, really shy. Well, most of us were. I was very shy. Some of the people were not, but most of us were kind of shy compared to today's young generation. And, you know, man, slow dancing and getting really close to somebody was a big deal. And sometimes they could tell that you were happy to be dancing with them. I'm Scoot. All right, we'll talk about, well, it's true. We'll talk about the late night TV host. Should they be condemned? When are they going to be funny again? We'll talk about that coming up.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.